Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We got a lot to get into in today's 5 o'clock hour. I actually want to start with the Kansas City Royals. I understand that it is a Red Friday. I get it. But when you're 6-7, this game doesn't hold the importance that maybe it would have a month or 2 months ago. These are not two teams locked into a tight one competing for a wild card spot. Now, the Chiefs could still make the playoffs. They need a lot to break their way, but they are not mathematically eliminated. But when the Royals make a move that should have 100% approval, I think they deserve to be top billing. I think they deserve to be the top story. So if you missed it, the Royals have extended Mikel Garcia. He has signed a 5-year, $57.5 million deal with escalators that could get it into the mid-$80 million range. That is a really, really good contract. Again, this should be a deal that should have 100% approval rating. I think this, so does Josh Vernier.
Yeah, it's a darn near no-brainer so much as if Mikel Garcia would sit down and have this conversation. If he's willing to do it, if he's down with the financial security that the Royals can provide, the Royals should be happy to provide that financial security and also give themselves some cost certainty moving forward. But it eats up 1, maybe 2 years of his free agency. And much like we saw last year, similar to what we saw last year with Cole Reagans, you're going to reward someone that performs and outperforms their contract, that shows a willingness and a desire to wear that royal blue. Mikel has done that, obviously, this offseason, and his performance on the field in the past year and a half, I think, warrants this type of security. So, to me, much like the Cole Reagans deal, it's a no-brainer. And Reagans, you don't eat up any of the free agent years like you do with Mikel. But Reagans also has a much different position, and when you're the pitcher, the concerns about the elbow are always going to be paramount. So that's why maybe you don't eat up the free agent years of Cole Reagans, but with Mikel, the guy's going to be, what, 30?
Yeah.
When he hits free agency, again, it's a no-brainer.
So to give you some of the particulars, Mikel Garcia is currently 25 years old. He'll be 26 years old on March 3rd, so we're about 90 days away from him turning 26 years old. This buys out the rest of his 20s, and in terms of a contract status, he is guaranteed to be on the team based on this contract 1 year after he would have been a free agent, because they bought out the rest of his arbitration. They gave him 1 year on the back half of free agency, And due to a club option, if they want to bring him back in what would have been the second year of him being a free agent, you also get that opportunity. This is a contract. It is impossible for this ever to be a negative for the Kansas City Royals. Even if he doesn't turn out to be exactly what you think he can be, he is a gold glove defensive player that can play multiple positions on the infield. That is a guy that will always keep pretty high value. And it really comes down to, do you believe in last year, and or do you think there is another potential 10-15% that they could get more out of it? Because just last year at 25 years old, he was an all-star. He was a gold glove caliber player. He had 16 home runs, 74 RBIs. He played in 160 games and hit .286 with an 800 OPS. So we are talking about a guy who, in his third year of playing Major League Baseball, figured things out and became a plus starter for you. It doesn't matter to me if Mikel Garcia doesn't improve on this. If you were telling me that for the next 5 years that they can count on having a gold glove defensive player who hits almost 20 home runs and around 80 RBIs and hits .280 to .290, you will take that every single year. This gives the Royals, as you heard from Vern, cost of knowledge, so they know exactly where they are and what they're going to be. So cost certainty when it comes to a player, and flexibility in where you want to move them. And now, when you look at their infield, and you got Vinny Pasquantino, who's either your DH or your first baseman, you got Bobby Witt Jr. locked in for the rest of his 20s, you got Mikel Garcia locked in for the rest of his 20s, you got Jack Caglione, you got Carter Jensen, the Royals have a really, really solid foundation of under 30-year-old players, and that is always where you want to be. You look at their rotation, almost the exact same situation, and many people think that they are going to take one of those young pitchers and turn that into an offensive player that you think can help you get over the hump. This is what the Royals have to build. The Royals are not going to go out and get Pete Alonso. The Royals are not going to go out and get Cody Bellinger. But what you have to do is draft, develop, scout, and when you get an opportunity to pay those individuals and lock yourself into some cost certainty, you absolutely have to do that, and that is what they've done. There's a lot of things that we can be on different sides on. There is no other argument in this being a positive for the Royals. It is one of the best moves that they could quite possibly make. So you lock Mikel Garcia up into some guaranteed money. He can be a free agent again when he's 30 years old, so you can go get another contract. You now know what he costs. You can move him around the infield, a really good teammate who is coming off a career year. This is an absolute positive for the Kansas City Royals. I want to play this for you from Vern, and we'll get to the Chiefs here coming up momentarily. Vern was asked, what is he willing to trade for the Royals to potentially get that bat they need in the outfield? Here's what he said.
This corner outfielder that's coming in, I need what? At least 3 years, right?
At least.
Yeah. Okay.
Of cheap control, yeah. Because you're giving up 6 years of cheap control.
But if I'm going to receive a proven commodity offensively, defensively in the corner outfield, I don't care if it's expensive. I'll trade a team-friendly 6 years of Noah Cameron for 3 years of a properly priced corner outfielder. I would do that.
I mean, I think we know at least how this is probably going to have to play itself out for the Royals. Now, I know it's a different kind of move, but follow me here. Back in 2013, the Royals had to trade something that they really, really liked, something that they loved, for something that they needed. I don't know if the Royals get to where they were if they don't trade Will Myers to go get James Shields. They had to make that. Now, you love Noah Cameron. You love Chris Bubich. You love some of these young pitchers that you have been able to grow and develop. You're going to have to trade one of them to get the outfield bat that you need for this season. You either got to do it one or two ways. You got to spend the money in free agency, and I don't think they're going to do that, or you're going to have to part with something that you really, really love to get the thing that you really, really need. They cannot make the postseason without it. They can make the postseason next year without Noah Cameron. They could make the postseason next year without Cole Reagans or Chris Bubich, one of those individuals. They cannot make the postseason next year, in my opinion, without making a significant move when it comes to their outfield. So, equipped with this information, how bad do you want it? Who are you willing to give up to go get the thing that you need? And what could potentially be that missing piece to possibly win your division and make a little bit of a run in the postseason. So someone on the text line brought this to my attention, and they are right. Even though it's football season, we have a rule. If we talk about the Royals to kick things off at 2 or at 5, we have to do this. I don't think we have ever had a December. Hit it, Rob!
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
This is how bad things have gotten for the Chiefs. It's gotten so bad for the Chiefs, we're doing random Royals lineup before Chiefs and Chargers. This is an indictment on everybody.
I'm psyched for that January 14th show where we talk about the bullpen. That's what I'm looking forward to. I mean, we're not talking about the wild card round. I know that. Carrington, today's random Royals lineup is from Michael Garcia's Major League debut, and it is a wild ride.
Okay, let's do it. I'm looking forward to this.
Here was today's Royals lineup for Michael Garcia's debut in July of 2022.
Oh, goodness.
Leading off in left field, Edward Olivares. Batting second at shortstop, Bobby Witt Jr.
All right. How much longer did Edward Olivares play after he left the Royals?
I don't think he ever played after he left
the
Royals.
That was it. He was okay.
Let's see.
I was curious.
No, he played 55 games in Pittsburgh.
That was it.
That's in Kansas City.
Okay. I'm just saying. If your career goes Kansas City, Pittsburgh, you're done playing baseball. You got to go get a real job.
Batting third, the designated hitter, Vinny Pasquantino.
Okay, this isn't bad so far. You kind of sold it like this is going to get spooky.
Batting fourth, the third baseman, Emmanuel Rivera.
Okay, it's getting spooky.
By the way, Garcia eventually pinch hit for Rivera. That was his major league debut.
Emmanuel Rivera? You remember him? I'm serious. You remember him?
I don't remember this guy. I have a brief recollection of him.
Yeah, I don't remember this guy. I don't remember him.
Oh, it's about to get worse. Because batting fifth.
He had one home run for the Royals this year. He hit four.
Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ryan O'Hearn.
He should have hit fourth that day.
Batting sixth, the first baseman, Nick Prado.
I remember him.
Batting seventh, the center fielder, Nate Eaton.
Nate Eaton.
Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nicky Lopez.
Hey.
And batting ninth, the catcher, Sebastian Ribeiro.
Where was Salvi? Was he hurt?
Salvi did not play this day.
Sebastian Ribeiro?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say that.
That's who played a catcher.
Who is this?
It's like a creative name.
Why were we talking about this team? This wasn't a team we should have been spending any amount of time talking about.
I don't think we're going anywhere. By the way, the Royals got thumped this day by the Blue Jays, only getting four innings from Zach Greinke.
Sebastian Ribeiro. I've never heard of that man. I never heard of that name.
2022, Zach Greinke. I think, now maybe I have my years wrong. No, 2022, this would not have been the COVID trip to Toronto. This was just a regular bad Royals team.
Yeah, no, that team wasn't good. That team was real bad, actually. That was an offensive team you gave to us. That team was offensive. You'll be happy to know that Sebastian Ribeiro, he played 3 years of Major League Baseball, played in 45 games, never hit a home run, hit 172 in his time in the big league. So he at least got a little cup of coffee in the big leagues, played 45 games, but never hit a home run. Good luck to Sebastian Ribeiro, wherever he may be. All right, Rob, let's get to the hits. Let's talk about the Chiefs.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Carrington's Hours and Hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
This is where I am with the Chiefs game. I feel like I've let you guys down, at least in this regard. I have absolutely no clue what's going to happen in Sunday's game. None. I have no clue. I think almost anything is possible. You could tell me the Chiefs win this game 27-10. that the Chargers are just super beat up. You could tell me that the Chiefs get beat 21-10. There are so many possibilities. I'm not trying to wiggle out of this. I really think this game comes down to every individual and where you are in a trust factor with the Chiefs. Because I think there have been multiple stops where you could have got off the Kansas City train. A lot of people got off the Kansas City train after they lost to the Denver Broncos. That was a point in which I think there were some people that said, hey, this team doesn't have it. I was still on the train at that point. I got off the train after the loss to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Now, the text line thinks that it was the officials that beat them, and I don't care about that. They lost. They needed to win that game. They lost. And I told you guys going into it, you cannot sell me a team that was 6-6 that now was going to go 5-0 and make the playoffs. I was out after that point. There is a large group of you that got off after the Houston game last week. You were holding on to, hey, this game's at home. They got these three games. They win all three of these games. They control their own destiny. They're in it. There is a group of people that are still very much on board. I mean, the place ain't going to be empty on Sunday. There's people that's still going out there and believe in the Chiefs. They still have a chance. They got a small chance. They got a 1-6 chance of making the playoffs. 1-6 hits. So this game, to me, it really comes down to each individual and how much do you trust the Chiefs and where are you in your Chiefs journey? I'm out. So they could win this game, lose this game. I'm out. I don't think this is a consistent enough team to make the postseason. And maybe they don't get got this week, but they get got in one of their final three remaining games. That's what they've shown me so far this season. Or something doesn't work out and they miss it. But if you're still on board, hey, I'm not here to convince you otherwise and tell you why you should get off board. You have seen more than enough evidence on your own. And if you made the decision to stay on the train, then you made the decision to stay on the train. So, Rob, for the first time, I do not have a prediction for the game. I don't know. I can tell you that on paper, it makes a lot of sense why the Chiefs would win this game. I think the Chiefs have a lot of advantages in this game, but they've had these advantages, I feel like, for the last 6 weeks, and I've come on here and told you why I think the Chiefs are going to win or why I think the Chiefs are going to do this, and they don't ever do what I think they're going to do. So you're playing a team from a warm weather place. It's going to be 17 degrees outside. You would think that is an advantage for Kansas City. You were playing a team that played an overtime game on Monday Night Football that is now having to travel on a short week to that cold environment. You would think that is an advantage for Kansas City. Kansas City's quarterback is dealing with injuries, but so is the Chargers. Their quarterback has one arm. That is an advantage for Kansas City. There are a lot of advantages. There are a lot of boxes that I would check in regards to Kansas City. Probably more than I would check for Los Angeles. But you and I both know how this game is going to go. This game is going to be close in the final 5 minutes. I don't know how it'll be close. I don't know why it'll be close. But you and I both know it'll be close. And it comes down to, do you trust the Chiefs to make those one or two plays necessary to win this game? They haven't made those one or two plays in months. The Chiefs have one win since Halloween. One. It's the middle of December. It's the middle of December. They won one game since Halloween. I don't trust them. But if you trust them, more power to you. I hope that they come through for you. I really do. I hope they win. I really want the Chiefs to make the game on Christmas worth something. I feel like they owe us that much. I mean, if they're not going to make the postseason this year, at least make the Broncos game mean something. And I don't want it to be a situation in which Gardner Minshew is starting the Christmas Day game because the Chiefs are mathematically out of it. The Chiefs, at a minimum, owe us the Broncos game on Christmas Day. If they're going to take up our family time and make you go out there to watch them because they're part of your season ticket package, the least they could do is still be in it for their final home game of the year and give Travis Kelce a potentially proper send-off in his final home game. That's all I really want from them heading into their final home stretch.
Number two.
Kerry, this is a perfect segue to talk about why I think Sunday doesn't matter, because I think on Sunday we will see the Chiefs fold. I think we will see the Chiefs with 3-2-1 Cancun energy. I think the minute we see any level of adversity, everything you just said about them owing us, getting us to Christmas, and all those things disappear. Me and you disagree on this, but I feel like I have seen the Chiefs look despondent on the sideline. I've seen a team that's been to the highest of highs now facing the lowest of lows, not making the NFL postseason. I had Nate Taylor on Cody and Goal earlier this week. I can play the audio. He referred to the locker room after the Texans game as a funeral. I could have told you that based on the NBC shots of Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, whoever. Patrick Mahomes spoke with the media and with us. I wouldn't describe him as jolly this week. He seemed a little reserved and quiet. And I think if the Chargers create a level of adversity for the Chiefs, any level, 7-3, maybe a pick on an RPO like we saw in the Colts game, I think when the going gets tough on Sunday against the Chargers, you will see the Chiefs mentally going to Cancun.
I can't say that. That's not where I am with the Chiefs. I can't tell you that you're wrong. I can't tell you that you're wrong. I just don't think that. And I would say a big portion of why I don't believe that is I don't really know if the Chargers are good enough to kind of put it on the Chiefs in that way. Like, I don't know if they're good enough. They scored 20 points last week on a game in which they got five turnovers. Like, normally that's a game in which you score 40. I don't know if their quarterback is healthy enough to kind of put it on Kansas City. I don't know if their offensive line is good enough to maybe follow through on that. I would be a little bit surprised if Kansas City got blown out in this game. I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised if they got beat 27-3 and the talking point on Monday is that the Chiefs quit. I'd be surprised. Now, they could very easily lose this game. I don't know if the indictment would be we thought they quit or didn't give effort or energy in the game. But, and I've been wrong about this team so far. And, I mean, we have seen that you can punch the Chiefs in the mouth and they'll bow their head a little bit. Like, we've seen that happen with Kansas City. So, like I said, this game to me, it 100% comes down to every individual and where you are when it comes to a trust level. Like, this is the most uncertain that you felt about Kansas City. This is the team that just, they don't put together a full 60 minutes of games. They'll put together 53 minutes. They'll put together 54 minutes. But man, in that 6-minute stretch, they will do something that is critical to their ability to win the game. I don't know how you can really stand in any level of certainty with where this team is right now. If you're forcing me to make a prediction, I think they win. I think they win. I trust the Chiefs slightly more in this spot than I trust the Chargers. Slightly more. I just think the Herbert injury, it's cold outside, short week, all of those things adding up, I think the Chiefs win this game. But it would not surprise me in the least bit. The Chiefs lose this game. They go to 6-8. Mathematically, the Chiefs are eliminated. And the last 3 weeks of the season, we are just sitting here wondering, hey, how did it get to this point where the Chiefs were eliminated before their final home game? It would not surprise me in the least bit if that's where we ended up. Coming up on the other side, we got a couple of really important games in the NFL that we'll get to, and we'll continue to get you ready for Sunday's matchup against the Chargers. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Got this.
All right, welcome back into the show. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, the Chargers barely beat the Chiefs the first time, and that was because Worthy was hurt after a few plays. The Chiefs are going to win. I don't think the Chargers are going to be able to play in the cold and the noise from the crowd. I'm not here this week to tell anybody their prediction on the game is wrong. Sometimes I think people are just off. We just see it very differently. This feels like a dealer's choice to me. It really does. It feels like a dealer's choice. If you think the Chiefs are winning, I think there are legitimate reasons to pick the Chiefs in this game. I really do. I think there are legitimate reasons. If that's the reason you were picking the Chiefs, that makes sense to me. If you are off of the Chiefs and you have just said, I don't think this team is good enough, and you are ready for them to get to the offseason, I can't tell you that you're wrong there. I know I'm supposed to have some hot take when it comes to this. The Chiefs have just kind of beat that out of me. They've kind of beat it out of me, at least when it comes to this. I am very curious, Rob. How do you think people are going to be watching the Chiefs this week? Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on at the exact same time as the Chiefs. Now, I'm not telling you that I think these other games are going to do better locally than I think the Chiefs are going to do. Obviously, they're going to rate very well. But Bills and Patriots at the exact same time, man, there's going to be a lot of people who got the two TVs set up, and there's going to be a lot of people that are keeping an eye on the rest of the National Football League. Like, I don't know if the Chiefs are getting the sound this week. Like, in my TV setup, I'm not 100% sure that the Chiefs are getting the sound. It might be Bills and Patriots getting the sound, and I got an eye on Chiefs and Chargers, and I'm keeping an eye, and I'm watching it when it comes to this. Like, you got a game between this is still up for the division. The Patriots might win the Super Bowl. The Bills might. There's just a lot of implications when it comes to those games. This is not really a position that the Chiefs have been in when it comes to a Chiefs game in quite some time.
So this is not how I will be watching the game, but I think this is how the average fan will be watching it. And I'm judging based on the amount of tweets and texts I've seen on the text line and on social media over the last week. I think because there's still a 1-in-6 chance the Chiefs make the postseason, the average fan will have Red Zone or whatever on their second television, and it'll be in the background, and the Chiefs are going to be in the foreground. I think this is the last week for a lot of people that's the case. I think this could be the end of the line for Chiefs on TV1, but I think the average Chiefs fan still believes we have Mahomes, we have 15, we have Andy Reid, and we're playing a division game at home. And if we win this one, our chance of making the postseason go up because against a team that's in front of us, and then we got to start looking for help. So they will look for the help on TV number 2, on the iPad, however you consume the NFL, and TV One, because of that glimmer of hope, will remain on Chiefs and Chargers. Now I'm doing it, but I think if you go poll fans, that's how they are going to consume Chiefs and Chargers.
I think what I'm struggling with, at least when it comes to the Chiefs, this is what I'm personally struggling with, and I think a lot of other people would put themselves in this same category. I don't know if I can trust the Chiefs in the final 5 minutes of a game. This game is going to be close. I just think these two teams are fairly even. I think where they kind of are right now with the injuries, I don't think the Chargers are good enough to pull away from Kansas City. I think this game is going to be kind of similar to the one that the Chiefs have played for the last month. Man, I went from undeniable, hey, if it is a one-score game or it's a close ball game, you give 15 the ball at the end or you trust the defense, they'll make the stop, they'll get off the field, the Chiefs are winning that game. To now, this season, and maybe it's regression and it'll bounce back next season, I don't know if the Chiefs make that play, because every time they've been in that situation, it's been a fumble, it's been a turnover, it's been a penalty, it's been a missed kick, it's been something that they have placed in front of their own way that has hindered their ability to win. So just going into this, knowing that the game's going to be close, knowing that it's going to be one of those 50-50 coin flip kind of games, I don't even care about the spread at this point. Don't talk to me about the spread. I don't care if it's 5.5 or 6.5. That is just not the way the Chiefs games have played themselves out in real time. This game is going to be 13-13 heading into the final quarter of the game. And there's going to be three or four plays that define who wins this game. Man, the Chiefs used to make three out of those four plays, or all four of those plays, and would figure out a way to win. But at least this season, they've just been on the other side, and they've just figured out how to lose those games.
And I think what you just said there is the ultimate breakdown of kind of where Chiefs fans are with this team. I don't want to speak for every fan. I'm not saying it's 100%. But there is a sect of the fan base that believes the entirety of the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes dynasty, the Chiefs make those plays. I mean, how many times have we come on here after games from 2019 to now and been like, yeah, the Chiefs just made more plays down the stretch? So I feel like there was a guy on their text line, I said, I'm going to ride with them until I can't. Go Chiefs. Like, yeah, I understand why fans have seen 6, 7, 8 years of belief. They make these plays. They are the winners. But in 2025, outside of, I think, two games that I can think of, the Colts game and the Lions game, the Chiefs have made losing plays. They have made plays that have cost them the game. And whatever the situation, you were chewing on your fingernails in the final 2 minutes being like, uh-oh, which is not a situation Chiefs fans are in. So if you are a person that has an optimist and still believes the 1-in-6 chance, I don't think you're wrong, because the Chiefs have a huge track record, a massive pedigree of making those plays. But in 2025, they just aren't making those plays. So if this game is 17, we'll use last year's Chargers and Chiefs score. The Chiefs were down 17-16 with 2+ minutes to go last year, and they were driving. They eventually got the Matthew Wright doinked field goal to beat the Chargers. If the exact same scenario played out, the Chiefs get the ball, 2+ minutes to go, down by one. All they need to do is get a field goal to win the game. I don't think Chiefs fans are overwhelmingly positive with, oh, this is a dub. Where in the past, it was just, we got this. It's a matter of the how.
Let me ask you this question. Why not the Chargers? I only ask that question because if you go off, I think, what the conversation is about teams, no one seems to really believe in anybody. Like right now, if we open up the text line, hey, are you a Denver Broncos believer? I think the sentiment from the text line would be no. I think if you ask people, do you believe in New England? They're probably the team that people like the most, but we're also talking about Drake May, who has never been in a playoff game. Now he has to figure out a way to win 2, maybe 3 games and guide that team to the playoffs or Super Bowl. I would understand if that is the reason why you are out on New England. I'm not a believer in Jacksonville. People are not a believer in Pittsburgh. I see from the text line all the time that they don't like Buffalo's defense. Houston doesn't have a very good offense. Indianapolis doesn't have a starting quarterback right now at this point. I'm not telling you I'm picking the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl, but it feels like in a year in which nothing really makes sense, and I'm taught to believe in coach and quarterback, why are the Chargers not deemed to be a more viable team when it comes to the conversation on whether or not they could make a little bit of a run. I mean, the way things currently sit right now, they would play the Steelers in the first round as the 4-5 matchup. I would pick the Chargers to win that game, even though they haven't won a playoff game with Justin Herbert. And then, I mean, you would take your chances in a Chargers-Broncos game, two teams that know each other very well, playing each other for the third time because they're in the division. I'm not here to sell you guys on the Chargers. You guys know I got to bet on the Patriots to win the AFC. So I'm certainly pulling for New England. But I hear why people don't like teams. Is there a reason why people could like the Los Angeles Chargers to potentially make a run in the AFC?
I think that's a fine theory. And that's a good reason to like the Chargers. I would counter very simply, health. The Chargers are yet again in a situation where they're unhealthy. Well, it's not the only reason, but if you head over to our friends at FanDuel, the line has now bumped up to 6. The Chiefs are a 6-point favorite at home on Sunday against the Chargers. Now, some of that's betting trends. They played on Monday night. They played in overtime, short week, travel, west to east. All this, I get that. The betting line is not just the one thing. But I'll tell you this. One of the reasons why the Chiefs are 6-point favorites over the Los Angeles Chargers is their offensive line is not Joe Alt. It's not Rashawn Slater. It might not even be Trey Pipkins, who's the backup. It might be me, you, and Bink. It's a bad offensive line. Now, that a bad offensive line just took care of business with the Texans in the Chiefs game, so it's not impossible to believe. But I think the health of the Chargers is why people are selling Charger stock.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. Oh no, is this a return of Chargers dot? No, I think the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. My point more than anything is I just feel like at this time, everybody can tell me why they don't like somebody in the AFC. Well, then who do you like? Like, you don't like anybody in the AFC? Nobody's going to the Super Bowl out of the AFC? I mean, somebody has to win the playoff. Like, they're going to have an AFC playoff. So I'm looking at it. Man, I think you can make a case for like 5 of these teams. Denver can make a run. The Patriots can make a run. I mean, I don't love Jacksonville, but if you're 9-4 and they just seem to keep figuring it out every, I mean, Jacksonville is 6-2 against the AFC. You got to feel like they got a shot. The Chargers got a shot. Buffalo, Houston, like it just feels like one of those years. Like you're telling me the Chargers have no chance of going on the road and beating the Broncos in the second game of the playoffs and finding themselves in the AFC championship game. It just, nothing about this year has made sense. So why not just go all in? Somebody who hasn't made a run is making a run this year. So whether it's the Chargers, Trevor Lawrence, CJ Stroud, somebody who has never played in the AFC championship game is just going to find themselves in that matchup. That's just the way that this year has really turned itself out. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the key matchups this weekend. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's time for Game Predictions, brought to you by Bet365. The gateway to big wins is coming soon to Missouri with Bet365.
Before we get out of here, let's go through the odds for the major games this weekend. Rob, the Bills, they are 1.5-point favorites on the road against the New England Patriots. If you're looking at it through the money line, the Bills are minus 118. The Patriots are even money, plus 100. What side are you on? Are you taking the Bills or the Patriots?
I'm taking the New England Patriots. Now, I assume you're taking the Patriots as well because you are financially invested in the Patriots.
I am taking the Patriots at home.
But all week you've been telling me this playoffs is about the Bills. Playoffs about the Bills. Playoffs about the Bills. This is a playoff game for the Bills. I know it's not January yet. I know it's not the literal, you know, win or go home. But this has playoff vibes for Buffalo. They just have a chance to really assert themselves and do what you and Nick Wright and others are saying in the AFC. But I'm taking the Patriots for the simple reason. They're the best team in the conference. And I think Drake May, Speck has said this in meetings. I've heard people say this before. Usually people have to wait your turn. I think Drake May is skipping the line. I think he was a top five pick who in the second year as a starter is becoming the MVP. That is a story that we saw with Josh Allen. That's a story we saw with Lamar Jackson. That's a story we've seen with Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he's as good as those guys, but I think in the next 2 to 3 years, we're not going to be talking about the big three of quarterbacks in the AFC. We'll be talking about the big four because Drake May is that special. Mike Vrabel is a better coach than Sean McDermott. So I like New England this game, and I like New England to be in the Super Bowl in about a month. And I know you feel the same way because you're financially backing that decision.
Yeah, at least to me when it comes to Buffalo, like I kind of got to see them go on the road and kind of show that level of toughness. I mean, they went on the road. They lost to Atlanta. They went on the road and got blown out by Miami. They went on the road and lost to Houston. I kind of need them to show me that level of toughness. This is their last opportunity to show that heading into the postseason. They lost to this team earlier in the year. I'm with you. I think New England has been the most consistent team in the National Football League. I'm going to take them at home if you're going to give me plus money with the New England Patriots. Moving to the other marquee games that we have coming up on Sunday in the National Football League, we've got a really important one between the Packers and the Broncos. The Packers are a 2.5-point road favorite. It's minus 136 on the money line for Green Bay and plus 116 for the Denver Broncos. Who do you like in that one?
I like Green Bay. I understand Denver has kind of proved it all year long, so maybe not believing them is wrong by me, but Micah Parsons and that Packers defense are freak show good. And I think Jordan Love is better than Bo Nix. It's not going to be an aesthetically pleasing game, but I think the Packers are the better team. They're getting healthy at the right time. So give me Green Bay to go into Mile High and beat Bo Nix and the boys.
I'm really torn. I like Green Bay a lot. I like them at the very beginning of the season. I do think the Broncos have been, there's something about them. I'm going to take the Broncos to win this game at home. They've been more consistent than Green Bay's been. I think defensively they can kind of cause some problems for Jordan Love. I'm going to take Green Bay. Or I'm going to take the Broncos at home to take care of business. I don't feel as strongly about it as I do with the Patriots, but I am going to take the Broncos at home in that matchup. The other game that we have in the National Football League is the game between the Colts and the Seahawks. The Colts are big underdogs in this one. They are 13.5-point underdogs in this game. The public in Vegas not really giving them any chance to win. Is this just people just don't believe in their quarterback situation?
I mean, right now they haven't announced a starter, and it's either
it's gonna be Phillip Rivers.
It's gonna be Phillip Rivers,
if it's not Rivers,
who's 44 years old, or it'll be Sam Ehlinger, who's not, or Riley Leonard, who's broken. So, and you know, I've been a Seahawks believer all year long. So I think the Seahawks roll. I'd love to see Phillip Rivers do something cool, but I don't think that's what's gonna happen.
We got Lions and Rams. Jared Goff going back to L.A. this weekend. The Lions are +5.5-point dogs in this game. I like the Lions to go on the road to win this
game. Really?
I like the Lions.
We should talk about this before the music started playing. I like the Rams. I think the Rams are starting to flex to the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, I kind of think the Lions are starting to kind of figure some things out, and they're kind of turning around. Like, they're just as confusing as I think the Packers are on a game-by-game, week-by-week basis. They lose to Green Bay, and then they handle the Dallas Cowboys. They got a really difficult stretch the rest of the way. The Lions play the Rams, Steelers, and the Bears down the stretch. We had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys did as well. We'll recap everything that happened this weekend on Monday, but until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.